freeze it for like a week.
A week.
Put them in a sock and just.
Yeah.
Bam.
Yeah.
Bam.
Yeah.
Bam.
That shit hurt.
I was carrying that shit at night.
Oh, by the way, while I got you guys here, I want to tell you something. Welcome to my podcast.
I knew it started. I saw it. I didn't want to mention anything because I knew nobody else noticed, but I saw it.
Okay.
I know that screen anywhere because it's usually on my screen.
I've been trying to get these guys on the show for a while, either on phone call and or text messages. Please welcome. I'd let you go first.
I'm the goat, obviously.
I'm
the
Mikey.
Goat.
Just Mikey.
How are you feeling today, Mikey?
You know, black.
Black?
I'm black and I'm proud.
You're black and proud.
I'm black and proud. But black and proud first.
He's black and proud, straight out of Compton, from the underground. Young nigga got it bad because he's caramel brown.
I like how he put it specifically, but okay.
Caramel brown.
Dom, how you doing today?
You know, well, I woke up this morning with a boner.
With a boner.
And I didn't have a woman to satisfy my needs.
Okay.
So I beat my dick with a pair of boxing gloves dipped in, you know, like some type of sandpaper, you know. Yeah, I went all out.
Huh?
Nigga, what?
You woke up this morning?
What's the best response to your weird? You talk a lot of shit from being in cum shot distance. What?
Excuse me?
Excuse me? And we are also joined here by my beautiful wife.
I love how she got last, like she was last
I'm
introduced.
Always
she's never
and
last.
Like,
I am.
You're supposed. She's supposed to be your number one candidate.
Tell him that.
I just did. I'll tell him again. Though.
I just did.
Hey Tanner. She's supposed to be your number one.
She is my number one.
She's gonna write it on postcards.
While off on the base.
Supposed to be your number one. Hey,
number one,
she's
dad.
To be your number one.
So Mikey. Got a question for you.
Yes.
I've talked to everybody on my podcast that I've had on my podcast about
Damn,
this.
Damn, she got a nice ass. I'm talking about the one in the short.
I was about to.
Bro, that's that Yo. Pedophile shit.
Whoa, whoa, no pedophile.
I thought
pedo,
she was on that pedophile
I'm not on
shit,
that
bro.
Pedophile shit, bro.
This is just
Yoshi does not include any pedophilia going on in the world today.
Right,
no
Yoshi
pedo,
be
no
looking
pedo.
Thick, though.
No homo, though.
No homo, though. I like
bro,
to suck
Michael.
Your dick, bro.
Bro, what,
bro no
Michael
homo,
sucks.
Though.
All right,
Michael, suck my dick.
Bro, this that gay
shit. Whoa, whoa, no homo, though.
Oh, my bad, bro. I thought she was on that gay shit.
Oh, I know that gay shit.
But if you want to suck my dick, though. But no homo, though. But anyways, I've asked everybody about this, and I have to ask you. And I'm going to ask you, too. You can chime
I'm
in.
I'm going to let him go first.
Chime in y'all's opinion. What do you think of Marvel finally getting the rights to Sony? Not Sony. Fucking Venom and Spider-Man.
Bro, I was about to be so mad if they didn't get the rights back to Spider-Man, because Sony can't do Spider-Man.
They've already tried
but, once. No, let me reverse that. Sony can't do movies.
Can't do movies or cell phones.
These niggas are audio equipment. They can't do that. Nope.
So, Mr. Dom?
You know, I'm happy and shit.
We's
all chilling and shit.
We's chilling and shit. They is treating us good.
Nah, I'm glad because, you know, at first they were like, you know, they were bullshitting or whatever about making the deal. And then they were like, okay, we're going to do the deal as long as we can put Venom in there as well. And I was like, I thought that was awesome because, you know, you could finally have a Spider-Man
Venom movie.
We had Spider-Man 3.
Don't talk about that, Travis.
It was bullshit.
Leave it in the past.
Fucking Venom had like 10 minutes screen time.
I'll castrate you right now. Keep talking about Spider-Man.
Castrate my anus.
I'll castrate your anus.
Yep. Matter of fact, you know what? You know what I want you to do? I want you to put a hanger on a stove and leave it for like 40 minutes.
For like 40 minutes.
And then stick it in my ass real slow.
All right.
The old dirty bastard. And of course, the Method Man.
But one thing I want to see about the Spider-Man Venom thing is I want to see Deadpool make a cameo. But like, man, who would have thought of two Toms fighting each other, especially with the same initial on the last name? And
Tom
they just
Hardy,
keep whopping.
Tom Hardy and it's what's the kid's name?
Tom Holland.
Oh, Tom Holland. Yeah.
Tom, wait, is it Tom Hardy a wrestler, or is that Jeff Hardy?
That's Jeff Hardy.
That's Jeff Hardy.
Okay.
That's Jeff Hardy and his brother. What's his brother's name?
Matt Hardy.
Matt Hardy.
Okay. I think Tom Hardy also wrestles.
Hey, have you seen him in that UFC movie? That movie Tom Hardy was in? He was a wrestler? Hey, he got fucking swole, bro. I'm gonna search it up. Cause now I really gotta know the name of it.
So, you seen the ending of Far From Home, right?
Yes, I have.
How you think that's gonna play out? I'm talking about the ending where he out of that nigga.
I honestly couldn't tell you, bro. Because they can go so many different directions with that. Especially with Hancock being brought to the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
You want another
one? Oh, no, I'm good. Okay. Like, you didn't see that? You didn't see the end credit scene?
Oh, it's called Warrior.
Warrior.
Yeah, he was...
Literally, the end credit scene has Mike Epps holding a girl hostage. And during this time, all you hear is a big thud on the ground. Mm-hmm. And he's like... It turned around, it's Will Smith in his Hancock uniform. And he's like, I got this. And then Mike Epps, what are you going to do about it, asshole?
Right, yeah.
And that's when he just looked towards the guy and just smacked his lips. Like, you know you're about to have your head up another nigga's ass.
I didn't see the credit scene. I don't know if people
are saying. There's multiple.
I know what you're talking about. I remember that one.
There's literally multiple scenes. You just gotta be at the right movie theater.
I'm gonna go ahead and apologize, because I disrespected y'all. I did not know that was her over there. Like, I looked over and I saw a woman. I was like, oh my God. And then, like, she came back. I was like, Jesus Christ. I apologize. I had no idea that was you.
Are you gonna kill him?
No.
Like, every other... human being alive.
Are you gonna try and fuck my old lady?
I would never, unless she gave me permission. I'm kidding. That was a joke. That was a joke. I was not called that. Tanner always knew this about me. Like, I would, he would, you know, long time ago.
Yeah, specify.
Long time ago when he was, you know, single and just, you know, mingling with, yeah, right. Okay. He would, he'd come up here and I'd be working and he'd bring, like, you know, the girl that he was talking to or whatever. And they'd be sitting down, and it'll look like I was, like hard down, like, flirting with her. And then I'll just keep looking at Tanner like this, just to let him know.
And one time, the girl actually came back. I think that black guy likes me.
Yeah.
Like, good to know. Don't stop it.
Stop. Why do you do this every time I bring one here?
I'm trying to find this incredible scene, bro.
From Hancock?
Yeah, Spider-Man Far From Home.
Wait,
that's what he's just said.
What?
Exactly.
No, I thought that was on the end of Hancock.
Mm-mm. No, you was just going along with it.
No, because like, at the end of Hancock, there was an after credit scene.
Yep.
It was an after credit scene where he went and he had another fight with a criminal or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's what happened.
Talking about the end of Spider-Man.
Oh, wow. Really? I did not see that.
I didn't see that.
You have to show me the car facts.
So, how are you guys doing with y'all's podcast?
No,
you didn't answer
the
fucking question.
Yeah, wait. So which after credit scene is it?
Look up Spider-Man, Far From Home,
mm-hmm.
End credit scene. And it's the video is them in the theater.
Okay. So, yes.
It's not an actual scene on the internet yet. You know,
because it's new.
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah, you're not going to be able to find it. I mean, they might talk about it on like a website, but you're not going to find the actual video yet.
Nobody's going to call me that I'm on my second contract.
Hey. No, man. Hey.
I mean, there was a time...
We used to fucking smash food here, bro. Me and Michael used to make fucking monster burritos every night before we left here.
I remember when it came out the fucking...
Chicken chalupas,
bro.
Oh, my God.
I used to just put fucking steak in those holes.
Nacho cheese.
Like five of them.
But Mike, like, look, there was this homeless man. I had to give him one. Here, this is yours. I was like, that's cool.
Anytime Tanner came in here drunk, he got free food by these two. Facts. I come home drunk from Coconuts down the road. I walk in. Hey, Dom. Tanner, you
Dom,
are...
I'm hungry. I'm like, okay, buddy.
Go sit down.
What do you want?
What do you want? I said, like, some burritos. What He's like, you're going to have to specify.
Burritos are like... That's what I was saying. I would never want to meet a bug like that.
That's his head. I thought that was the back of him.
Oh, that's why I was telling you when we pulled up. I was like, dude, no. Fuck that.
But no, we actually sat at this table a lot. And this just constantly bullshit. Kept going back and forth yep. to the kitchen
back,
while there was people back, in here.
Back.
We'd be wearing our street clothes. We'd be like, Andrea, what? Can we come back there and make some food?
And Andrea was like the coolest manager by far that I've ever had.
You know she's back here, right?
Yes, I've talked to her. I was going to come back and work here, but apparently,
quote-unquote fired.
Quote-unquote, I was fired.
I was gonna say bullets coming near you was the nearest job opportunity, so you took it.
Fucking. Do you remember that merger?
That shit. The merger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
From City Service and
yeah. Year.
So that when we did the merger,
we had a new manager.
She was totally. I want to say the lady was there for probably a week, and I've only worked with her like three times.
Wasn't it that fat bitch that I actually told off that one?
No, it was not Denise.
Not Denise.
She was gone. It was a new lady. She's tall, skinny, kinda, and she had braids. Well, after the merger, I got taken off the schedule because she thought I worked for City Service.
Uh-huh.
And City Service is not where I worked.
Well, damn.
So,
lost in translation, huh?
Fired. Quote unquote.
Fired.
Yeah.
Fired.
Bullshit. The best fucking. I was the best worker here. And can't nobody tell me. Can't nobody tell me shit. After I left, he
after
left.
After him and Larry left?
Larry left.
After him and Larry left, I was like. There was
okay, hold on. Let me
are
specify.
You done?
Let me specify.
Are you done?
Let me specify. I was the best night shift worker.
Boom. Okay. There you go.
Because he did have mornings on lock. I would come in and shit was done. I'm like, okay, thank God.
I came in, that shit was stuck.
He stayed 30 minutes after, like on the shift with me to finish the lobby and shit, or whatever the hell you were doing that day. I forgot what you were doing. But he stayed like an extra 30
minutes. I'd stay almost every day an extra 30 minutes to stock the food along the dining room.
Because some people are fucking stupid.
After everybody left that I talked to, I was like, nope, can't do it.
Okay, it was me, Larry, you, Portia.
Portia left before.
No, she's been working with us, right?
I don't know. Portia worked at a bird shop.
Ew, gross. And then Malaysia stayed because she was going to be. Malaysia was going to become a manager. And honestly, she probably would have been like the best manager on the planet, bro.
When I quit,
her work ethic is good.
When I quit here, I had Mikey dying at the fucking window, just fucking laughing his ass off.
When you quit here, you had me dying at the at the cash register. Dude made a huge fucking scene.
Allie had me dying.
That poor girl, bless her heart. She look, I was literally telling this fat bitch.
Bless her nose.
Bless her nose. Yeah, she a cocoa. But nah, she pissed me off because I was supposed to be gone like 2 hours ago, and I was like, you know, fuck.
And she just kept you here for like there was nothing you needed to do because I already came in and it was like, I'm literally telling her, I'm like, I can do it. Like, and he doesn't have to. Dude stays all the fucking time. Like, come on, dude.
And I was like, man, fuck this shit. I threw my apron into the fryer, and she was like, you gonna quit? You gonna quit? I was like, yeah, I'm gonna quit. I'm gonna quit right now. She's like,
I thought she was on a pedophile shit.
And she was like, you gonna quit? It's nothing new. You've quit here many times before. And I was like, I kept coming back, you fat bitch.
I mean, this dude went off. He threw all his shirt and stuff in the trash can. And the girl that we worked with went in the trash can, got it out.
Did he throw something in the fryer?
His apron.
My apron.
And she got it out of the trash can. And she was like, he's gonna come back, right? I was like, no.
She folded it up.
And she was like, I'm going to go put this in the office. I was like.
And I come here the next fucking day to get food.
He's wearing leggings.
Oh, he on that.
Man. That nigga on that gay shit. He can't say no.
There ain't no seat on that bike right now. But no, I threw everything in. I was just like, because she was like, happy holidays. And I was like, it's Merry Christmas, you fat bitch. Walked right the fuck out.
I saw the niece at a church a couple of months ago. I was dead nice and kept walking.
Bro, like, it's one thing to be a bad, like...
Manager,
but it's also another thing
to
be a bad manager.
Can I get a bean burrito?
And a bad person at the same time.
Were you there that night?
Yes.
We all joked out in the back,
right? No, I wasn't there. I was off that night. Oh. But you came to my house and told me about it.
We was all joked out in the back, right? Mm-hmm. And she had ordered her, like... 12 bean burritos, some shit like that. You know, when we order something, we make it our damn selves.
Yeah.
Or even still, because she had that rule. You cannot make yourself food. You cannot get free food, basically, is what she said. And she came in and ordered, like, a fuck ton of food. And did not try. And she was in uniform.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't want to go back there and touch anything. Yeah. I'm like, that's such bullshit.
So we're back there, joked out. We laughing. Me, what was her name? The black lady.
Kim.
Oh,
Kim, my God.
All of us. We back there. Joke the fuck out, right? And she's right there, and she goes, Kiki, can I get a bean burrito? Everybody stops and looks at her and just keeps laughing.
Jesus.
Ain't nobody make that shit.
She was borderline. Like,
I remember I walked in. Remember that time I had blue hair when I worked here while she was here? I walked in.
You can't have that hair.
I'm like, bro. Having a certain hair, I hate this
about
the world.
This is Taco Bell.
There's no upstanding citizens here. We used to hire convicts.
We used to smoke pot in the bathroom.
Y'all used to smoke pot in the bathroom. They used to smoke pot over there. And it's crazy because, you know, Tanner, you know, being who he was, he can roll a joint. He can't roll a fucking burrito. I swear to God, I used to, you know,
he
sometimes when he's staying here, you know, when he's staying he's licking the burritos, putting them down. No, but I used to, when he used to stay an extra 30 minutes and he'd help with, like, an order, I'd watch him wrap a burrito, and I'm just watching it, and I'm like, oh my
God, Tanner, move. What are you doing? You gotta spread
the beans, Tanner. Keep the beans in the middle,
spread
Tanner.
Spread the beans, Tanner.
People over here biting into just dough and shit fucking with
it's straight bread, Tanner.
In the middle, just a big-ass chunk of beans.
His burritos would honestly look like this. Like, this would be the center, and then this would be the burrito. It was retarded.
There was one time I got so fucking bored making, like, this was, like, around night time. I stayed, like, hella late. We were making, like, burritos, and I was just sitting there trying to make a burrito. And I was just like, man, fuck this. I pull out wrapping, like, a fucking roll of paper, and fucking weed start rolling it right there on the line.
I tell you something, the best thing I've ever made here. I take me one of those Bel Grande trays. Mm-hmm. Do you remember, you know, the Doritos Locos taco shells? Put, like, six of them in that hoe. You know, stack them off to the side. Fuck ton of nacho cheese in there. Beef, steak, and shredded chicken. And some of that, what sauce was that? That sauce we used to put on the quesadillas and shit.
The sriracha?
No. Hell.
Red sauce?
No, not the red sauce. It was the orange sauce that goes on the quesadilla. Yeah, I don't know. No, not
that queso. Oh, that queso shit was the bomb, dude. Like, I ate, like, Chris would allow me to come in the morning time.
Got queso.
Saying it's the bomb on 9/11 and apparently get you arrested. Anyways, what?
This is not, honestly, like, watching...
9/11 was so boring this year. Throwing it out there. It wasn't as big as it was all the other years.
I can honestly say,
I only heard about 9/11 once this year.
I seen it three times. That's about it. Nobody wanted to pop fireworks or nothing on 9/11 with me. It was crazy. I had all those fireworks, and everybody's like, what are you celebrating? And I was like, 9/11, right? Like, today's 9/11. They were like, yeah. I was like, so come pop some fireworks.
I went to that bakery shop down the road. I was like, can you make me a Twin Tower cake? Oh, you making it in memoriam? Yeah, I need a big ass plane too. Make sure it's like midway, halfway there, so as soon as someone bumps into it, national tragedy
only
at the house.
Thing I don't like about 9/11 is because everybody wants to remember 9/11. Nobody wants to remember slavery.
Here we go.
Remember 9/11?
What about the slaves? I thought, bro, that was years ago, bro. I thought we were over that shit.
I should be laughing at this shit, but I am.
It's a funny topic. It's serious, but it's funny.
So, I got you a good present for your birthday, Mike.
Oh, God.
Bitch,
it's amazing.
Bitch, my birthday.
I got a present for your birthday,
it's
too.
It's 9 days.
It's on your neck right now. I got y'all both chains, man. Chains. What's some...
I don't agree.
I was like, ooh, a new chain?
This dumbass. He ain't making no racist joke. He got me a necklace. Yeah.
Nice. I was like, oh, chain. He know what I like.
Gets to the house, gets chained to a horse.
Oh, but yeah, this asshole forgets my birthday for 3 years in a row.
It's not my fault.
December 30th.
Yeah, when is your birthday?
Damn, what'd he say?
December, I don't know.
30th. He said,
December 31st.
He said September 28th.
Bro, I could have sworn he said January 1st.
He said 9/11.
Hey, that nigga obviously said February 31st.
He said April 1st.
He said 9/11.
Damn, I wish I was more on April Fool's Day because apparently my life is a big joke.
I went to a 9/11 party the other day.
That nigga sound like Kendall.
Bro, I went to...
Bro, am I a video game? No. Then why should keep on playing?
All these games and you choose not to play me.
Don't hit the player. Stupid game that you're getting yourself involved in, dude. Really, if it ain't working,
snitch.
Your day,
oh, yeah.
That quote was about to be, it could have went either. That quote could have went gangster, but you went full on dad in his mid 90s that wears Skechers. I mow my grass 5 times a week, even when the grass is cut.
Shark boy.
You funny, bro.
Who did I say that about the other day?
You funny, Ryan.
Where did we go 2 days ago?
2 days ago, yesterday was tomorrow. I don't think I seen anything before yesterday.
Oh, hi,
so you guys.
Wait. I need to talk about this right now.
Oh, God. It's serious.
Okay. You know how on a recent podcast, he's making fun of all the cameras on the back of your phone?
That was a YouTube video, look.
Okay, anyway, make fun of all the cameras on the back of your phone.
Why does this nigga have my phone?
This bitch wants an iPhone 11 because it has three cameras in the back.
Yeah. Talking all that shit.
So the people that are listening,
talking all that shit.
Mikey has his arms crossed and he has that nigga you stupid look in his face right now.
No, for real though. I gave him Chip. I stood up for you.
That's my dog.
That's my dog.
On my mom. Talking all that shit, hood. You don't even got a toilet to go to. Don't do that.
Wait, what?
That shit crazy. I already have a picture of you. I just took one for your profile. Okay, buddy. Okay.
You're
okay.
Doing a little too much.
Okay, buddy. Alright, buddy. Okay.
Alright.
Okay.
I took one of Michael for some reason.
That's why I was this one.
So, Mikey.
If you look at any photo of me, just... Bro, I seen a... Hold on, real quick. I seen a baby picture of
someone. Talking about the one from yesterday?
Yeah. In his mom's room. So, I looked at it. And he was, like, hard down, mean mug. I was like, bro, why was he so angry in this picture? And his mom goes... He was actually very happy in that picture. I was like, bro, this is him happy? Jesus Christ. Dude, Tanner, mean mug right now. Just straight up, like, you hate life. He was like, in the picture, he was just like.
Just mean mug on command. It's hard.
What the fuck?
In the picture, I was just like.
Like, he looked upset. And he was like, he was happy.
Do your James Bond. Bond James.
Oh, God. It's this picture I saw on iPhone. And lately here, iFunny pictures can't make me fucking laugh my ass off, all right?
Bro, I die when I watch iFunny pictures, boy.
I'm in that motherfucker, and I'm looking at it, and I'm reading it, says, "I'm name's Nond."
I just read that Nond. One.
Wait, please, sir. Wait, what? Sean my name's Connor. Mon James. Non James. Are you okay, bro? No, James Nond. Having a strong call of bondulance. Call of bondulance.
No, look. It took him, bro, 25 tries.
25 tries to get that out of my mouth without laughing my ass.
But in a Sean Connery voice.
Hold on. I think I saved it to my profile.
I saved it to my photos, bro.
I think I might have done that.
Because I have Sprint, and Sprint don't get service where I work.
You think of something like that.
Wait, what?
You think of something like that.
I didn't think of it. It was actually on iPhone.
Somebody else
came
on the hill.
Just for you to sit there and do 25 tries.
So,
25 fucking tries just to get a Sean Connery voice.
Sean Connery approves just message. Anyways, I got a question for you, Mikey. One-on-one with Mikey. TED Talk. Ready?
All right.
Being half white, half black.
I was beat as a child. Oh. I'm not mixed. Just
wait,
so you know.
Let's hear the story of your parents.
Hunter, before
wait,
you...
Wait, how did your parents meet?
What's his name?
What? Why'd you call him Hunter?
Nigga, my name is Tanner. My name is Yoshi, if you want to call me a nickname now.
But about 20 years ago,
okay,
my Negro mom and my Negro dad came together and made passionate Negro love. 9 months later, out pops Negro me. Gone goes Negro dad.
Gone goes Negro dad. Wait, yo, you got TikTok on your phone real quick? Pull it up, go to my profile. I want to show him a video. But anyways, being that you look half white, half black, what do you think on black on white crime?
Mexican.
Black on white crime?
Black on white crime.
I love it, yeah.
he's shaking his tongue.
That's fair. Black on black crime, that's my favorite. You know what I'm saying? We supposed to be brothers.
Cop investigates who killed him. Who killed this white man? I think it was a black guy. We must find him. Goes to the hood. Why is there so many black bodies here? Who killed him? Black people. Fuck him.
This is not a new story.
I got so many fucking apps.
Mikey, the king of apps.
Bro, Michael has like... Michael's phone is so like unorganized. Like, I have two pages. I got folders.
All right, let me see. He ain't lying. He follows Sierra or Serena and Yoshi Senpai. I want to show you a video that...
That's it. I don't know. I don't fuck with nobody. Fuck is Serena.
Well, yeah, who the fuck is Serena?
Oh. It's filter. It's pretty cool.
Wipe the screen.
Did you really scare yourself?
Yeah. Hold up.
No, it's just the way he does his scream.
Bro, you're so childish, bro.
Damn right. Oh wait, hold up. Where's the one with me and her, dude? Oh wait, no.
I figured
you guys would like this one.
Gotta hurry by about to take it because they can't take no bottle from here. Let me find out you're some type of fucking TikTok.
Clapping them alien cheeks.
You are a TikTok fanatic, aren't you?
I am.
Like, you do that shit, like, you do it daily or, like, weekly?
Anytime I get a chance
like
10
to. Videos a day.
You do that shit a lot.
Yeah, a lot.
Okay, so how many videos you got right now posted? How many do you think?
I don't even think you
can show
you.
I have... It's on my phone. I could probably look. But this is the one that got has the most likes right now.
When you get home and your bitch did the dishes...
Your what?
I didn't know you were home.
Wow.
When you get home and your bitch did the dishes...
What?
So what do you do? So, okay. Guys, when you get what do you do when you get home and the dishwashing machine stops working?
I'd beat her and wake her up.
Baby, I'd never beat you.
No.
Why?
Smack her on the ass and tell her to work.
No, no. Because
yes.
Guess what? They don't work to that. You have to actually physically assault them in order for them to understand how much you
yes.
love them.
Listen to him.
Yes, listen to me, Tanner. When you go home tonight and she says, babe, come give me a kiss, just uppercut her.
Please. I'll get down on my knees and beg if I have to.
Go up for a hug and then just bow.
Like hug her from behind, be like, I love you, baby.
And the suplex.
You wanna know how to scare a Taco Bell employee?
Piss on the floor.
Real jobs.
825.
Stop it, people. You're scaring him. 825.
825.
And the fucked up part is.
Why do you talk like you in a movie?
The part is, though. Let me explain my situation. So when I do have tea in London.
I think he really think of a cloud pop above his head when he go to tell the story. What really happened was.
He don't even say nothing.
I swear this guy's not with me.
Yeah, all of a sudden you just hear him say, where else blue? And he's just looking off to a bush right now. Just, yeah.
Bro, are you flashbacking?
Bro, are you okay? Mom took me off my meds today. We can tell.
He's only saying that because I actually work here now, but he knows I'm actually a contractor by trade.
What you contract?
Roofing, housing. Like,
oh, I thought you meant contracting,
work.
Like, herpes, yes, herpes syphilates, and or fucking clitoritis.
I'm not your ex, though.
It's alright. Gross,
Pep. Valhalla.
Feel the Naruto fucking theme song in the background.
Nah, it was one day I just kept saying it.
Yeah, he's like, he just walked in the house, he's like, Valhalla. I'm like, bro, what? Excuse me?
Brahalla to Valhalla.
So Brahalla is an actual game, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I
thought. And Valhalla is Viking
heaven.
So
Dylan. Heaven,
yeah.
So, to anyone who doesn't know, before we end the podcast, we have somebody that joined us here. His name's Dylan. I got a question to ask you, friend. What do you do before you come to work today?
Well, it's more or less like, I woke up and like, oh, shit.
So you got dressed, right? You got took a shower, got clean? You got clean. You sure? You took a shower?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Then how is it possible to be working at a taco place and also smell like it too?
Because you
things get everywhere. Do you have any idea? The amount of rust.
This dude sounds like Jared Leto's Joker.
There's this mountain, there's Taco Bell everywhere.
That's Taco Bell.
We don't got beef. We don't got beef. Sorry, we ran out of 6-inch tortillas.
We don't have any more fire sauce.
We ran out.
We ran out 5 years ago.
I swear Hola. The girls are not smoking the chip in the back.
Oh, Molly.
Oh, I can't do it.
One more question before I dismiss you.
Bitch, who says that your crew will be dismissed?
When you eat food, you enjoy the food, right? when you eat food, you enjoy the food, right? If you enjoy food.
Looks like it.
I mean, if you ever seen like a shark? Pearl Harbor all over again.
I mean, what's your favorite thing to eat, Mr. Dylan?
Picture a shark.
What the fuck did that have to do?
Hold on. What you like to eat, Dylan? What's your favorite thing to eat?
Well, I mean, wait, let's be realistic. Think about this question. Very careful. Are we talking about real food?
We're talking about real food. Talking about real food. What is your favorite food?
Pussy. I love to eat pussy all the time, man.
Oh, I bet. I bet it gets real bloody with you. No account for taste.
What is your favorite food to eat, Dylan?
All right, y'all. I've been Michael. Thank y'all for having me.
His favorite food to eat is potatoes.
Hold on, before y'all head out, what is your favorite food to eat?
Cajun.
So, do you have a chance to taste it before it goes down your throat? It goes down your throat? You taste all the flavors and shit?
Hey, then she bossed up on you. Then you know who it is. You know what I am, bro. You know what I stand for.
I've been too fucked up for this flash. God knows how long.
Tanner, guess what? I don't think you should say you know who that is.
I don't think I should either. I don't even know.
Your wife is sitting next to you, niggas. You better ignore that bitch, fam. Ignore that bitch. Come on, time to go. Get in the car.
I had to go get my mom's
from
work.
But I was gonna
ask you. Are you guys staying in Seoul, or are you guys about to head home?
We're about to head home in a little while. Y'all want to come by the house?
That's why we're about to ask you. Because I mean, if you guys are gonna stay up here, I'm just gonna.
But I was gonna ask you like how it feels to have your teeth eat your food first before you do. But anyways,
I mean,
get your ass in here, kid.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm proud of you.
All right, guys, this has been your podcast with Yoshi. Bye.